I heard that conscription might serve 1 year, and that was when they were through. Instead, Pearl Harbor came along in December, so I remained in the service. Most of my time in the service was done with in the surgical nursing department. Also did supervision and ended up as chief nurse of a general hospital. In this time, it was 3.5 years. My experiences were with World War II in Europe and Korea and Japan and all over the USA, moving approximately every 3 years. Our living conditions weren't always the best. I lived in tents, to barracks, to apartments, to my own house eventually. And our uniforms varied in this time. Probably had about 5 or 6 changes in my 3.5 years. Many interesting and memorable experiences. The one was a great challenge to me was to take a hospital unit overseas during wartime. Well, I got my chance in 1965, going to El Paso, Texas, taking the 106 General Hospital, which had 40 nurses, and some of these, about 5 or 6, were male nurses. And we arrived in Yokohama, Japan on the 15th of December, and we were ready to take patients by the 31st. We had 4 huge concrete buildings, and we were set up 1,000 beds in this area. I really should say it was a, we took over a recreation center, which was, had a gymnasium, church, mess hall, all the buildings were there, but took a lot of hard work to get it in shape to receive patients. Almost from the day we opened up our hospital, and all the while I was there for 2 years, every week we received a bouquet of flowers from an unknown donor. And to this day, I don't know who it was. We never knew.
How many patients did you average a day while you were there?
Well, during the, most of the time we had about 700 or 800, but during the Tet Offensive, we were filled up. And we had only the GIs, including Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. One amusing thing happened. One day I went through the wards with, there was quite an uproar going on. We asked who it was, and some GI put up his cast and he said, "Look who did this." I said, "It was Navy written across all the casts in the ward." There are many other unusual things happened since that time. I retired in 1971. And since that time, I have done quite a bit of volunteer work, including with the Red Cross, our church, and various clubs. But the present, I am now commander of the Women's Metropolitan Post 206 of Denver, which is the only women's post in Colorado. I'm doing traveling quite often to various places I haven't seen. I've enjoyed the WOSL groups, and especially their friendship. And I was president from 1976 to 78, and glad to be retired. This concludes tape 1 in Denver Unit.